Welcome to Tori Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us this Sunday, Tisha B'Av, for a powerful video presentation, Holding On to Faith. We will hear firsthand from Mrs. Sylvia Sarah Richter and Mrs. Betty Sved, two Holocaust survivors who were able to maintain their faith despite the horrors they experienced. The presentation will be available on demand on Tisha B'Av. For more details, go to ou.org/women/3weeks22, the numeral 3 weeks 22. Wishing you an easy and meaningful fast, and may we merit to see the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt speedily in our day. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 49. Until now, we have dealt with a group of prakim dealing with the fall of Babel, Koresh as the Mashiach, and the call to awaken the Jews to redemption. Now, we are finished with Babel and the transmission to Koresh and the kingdom of Persia, and the prakim march on to describe the connection of Klal Yisrael to Hashem in a song of closeness, expressing promise for the future. The next perek is divided into two themes. The first, a call to Bnei Yisrael, not just that they be redeemed, but also that they be returned to their special mission, that they go back to becoming children of Avraham Avinu, not only to be Geulim, redeemed ones, but also Goalim, saviors of others, to be Or La'amim, a light unto nations, and to bring redemption to the entire world. The second theme is the opportunity the Navi provides for Klal Yisrael to express their feelings. And what we have there is a dramatic and beautiful and powerful dialogue between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, highlighting the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem in its depth and its strength in levels yet unseen. Shimu iyim elai v'akshivu le'umim mirachok, Hashem mibeten kira'ani, mime'ei imi hiskir shemi. Hashem is speaking now to all the nations, but he places this speech in the name of Am Yisrael, addressing the greater world. Mibetem kira'ani mimi'ai imi hiskir shemi is reminiscent of Yirmiyahu's induction to Nevuah, when Hashem identifies Yirmiyahu as special from his mother's womb. Alternatively, this idea of identifying Bnei Yisrael from the time that they were in their mother's stomach could also refer to Yaakov and Esav and the struggle there, and the fact that Yaakov was chosen from the time even and identified as special when he was in his mother's stomach, Shnei Goyim v'Vitneich, when she realized that there are two powers within her. Vayasem pi kecherev chada, b'tzel yado hechbiani, vayasimeni lechetz barur ba'ashbaso histirani. Hashem empowered me with a mouth as sharp as a blade to deliver my message. He hid me in the shadow of his hand and made me like a polished arrow, but hid me within his stash, within his quiver. Klal Yisrael were resting in this hiding place, separated from all the rest of the world. But we're pulled out with a sense of mission like a hidden arrow, and we drive to hit the precise targets intended for us. And when we do, we are known to the world. Vayomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher becha espa'ar. And Hashem says to me, and it's Klal Yisrael saying this, you are my servant and you are my pride. It's as if at this point that Klal Yisrael internalized the messages provided in the previous prakim, those messages of encouragement and strength, and now they're fortified and directed to head out to their mission. Vani amarti lirik yagati lesohu vehevel kochi chilisi. Achen mishpati es Hashem upeulasi es Elokai. In Galus, Klal Yisrael lost hope and despaired. But now they say, I see, whatever I did in the past was not in vain. It all has reward and justice. Va'ata amar Hashem yotzri mi beten le'eved lo l'shovev Yaakov elav v'Yisrael lo ye'aseif. You said, Hashem, you that I created from your mother's stomach, to be my servant, I want to bring you back now. I want to make you and realize that I'll be honored by Hashem, and Hashem has been my strength. And now the Pasuk Vav 6, the sixth Pasuk, which is this amazing centerpiece within the Pasuk, Vayomer Nakel mi Yos Chalila Eved, La Kimis Shiftei Yaakov, Yisrael Lahashiv, Unesatich la'ar goyim li'yos yeshuasi ad ketzei ha'aretz. Not only did I want to redeem you, says Hashem, to bring you back along with all your descendants, I wanted you to be a light to the nations. And this is an example of how Klal Yisrael should behave, because all the nations will learn from you how to honor Hashem, just as Avraham Avinu did. He was the teacher of the world, and that is what I want you to be. And Psukim 8 through 14 describe how Bnei Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael and the path toward final redemption, and they will lack nothing. And it really gives over the sense of pity that Hashem has, that Klal Yisrael is like a baby that's carried on the hands of its mother, and it doesn't worry if it needs to have something to drink or eat. The baby never fears that he won't have a bottle. He knows that if his mother is holding him, he'll be fine. That's the sense that Klal Yisrael has with Hashem's care and nurturing. And this is describing the Geula Ha'atida. Again, we're finished with the concept of Bavel. We walk now on to the idea of how Klal Yisrael will be taken care of when they come out of this final galus. Kol amar Hashem be'es ratzona nisicha, b'yom yishua azarticha, ve'tzarcha, ve'tencha levris am, la'kim eretz, la'hanchil, nachalos shomimos. Hashem says, in this hour, in this special hour, I answer you, and on a day of salvation, I help you. I created you, I appointed you this special people, and I will restore the land and give you back those portions that you had thought and despaired that were lost forever. I said to the prisoners, go free to those that are in darkness, show yourself. You're going to be led like sheep to their pasture along the roads, and in every place that I lead you, there will be a pasture for you. There'll be what you need. Lo yiravu v'lo yitzma'u v'lo yakem sharav v'shamesh, ki merachamam yinhagem v'al mubu'ei mayim yinahalem. You're not going to hunger. They're not going to thirst. Hot wind and sun won't strike them, because the one who pities them, loves them, cares for them, he's going to be the one that leads them, and he will guide them through springs of water. V'samti chol harai ladarech u'mesilosai yirumun. I will make all my mountains into a road, and all of the ways and the pathways that I lead you through will be built up. Hine ela merachok yavo, v'hine ela mitzafon u'miyam, ve'ela me'eretz sinim. Hine, behold, look, everybody's going to come back from afar, those from the north, and those from the west, and those from the lands of sin. And now we come to a chapter we recognize from the Shiva Dinachemta, the seven portions of comfort that are read once the Yeshua comes, the chapter, the portion of our lives after Shabbos Nachamu that we live each year. And this is the second one that we read, the Haftorah of Parshas Ekev. And it's the theme that we discussed in the beginning of the Perek, the second theme, where the land and the city give voice to their heavy feelings. Now that we hear what's going to happen and we hear description of this final redemption, what does Tzion have to say about what she went through? How does she express her brokenness as she faces and receives the revelation of redemption? And the psukim shock us with their clarity, their pathos, their beauty. Vatomer Tzion azavani Hashem vahashem shichichani. Tzion speaks, and once again, the Navi utilizes this language of a woman, and she's being told of redemption. But she can't yet go of the depth of her pain, and she's not ready to live the reality of salvation. We once had an intimacy, a closeness nonpareil, but Hashem has forsaken me now. She has not yet recovered from the breach and the losses of exile. And she says, Hashem left me. Hashem has forgotten me. And so Hashem responds, Hasishkach isha ula merechem ben bitna? Is it possible for a woman to forget her baby or disown her tiny newborn? Rhetorically, this is impossible. And yet, gam ela tishkachna, even if that could happen, and ever in such a extreme and terrible case of a woman forgetting her child, and we hear such stories, let's just say it could happen, va'anochi lo eshkachich. I shall never forget you. What a power in these words. The Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Beis, brings the following conversation, kaviyachol, between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. And it's based around our very pasuk. Amr lefanav, Bnei Yisrael said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Ho'il ve'ein shekha lefnei chisei chivodecha. Since there's no such a thing as forgetfulness in front of your holy throne, shema lo tishkach li ma'asei ha'egel, it's possible that you'll never ever forget the deed of the egel, the chet ha'egel, that we did in front of you. Amar la, Hashem said back to her, gam ele tishkachna. These I will forget. And the word ele refers back to Klal Yisrael's utterance at the chet ha'egel, ele Elohecha Yisrael, these are your gods, Israel, about the egel, the calf that they built. But Hashem is saying, ele tishkachna, this I will forget. So then Klal Yisrael answered back with a conundrum. Well, if that's the case, Amar Lefana of Ribona Shalolam, they said before him, Hashem, ho'il ve'yesh shecha lefnei chisei chavadecha. But then if you're saying that there is a possibility of forgetfulness in front of your holy throne when we have to give a reckoning, an accounting of our deeds, shema tishkachli ma'aseh sinai, then maybe you're going to forget our devotion and our entire commitment that we had for you in front of Har Sinai when we accepted the Torah saying, Na'aseh v'nishma. Amar la, but Hashem answered back, as the words of the Pasuk go further, Ve'anochi lo eshkachech. But those words of Anochi, the word Anochi that Hashem said to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, that I will never forget. So this is depicting the biggest betrayal ever imaginable in the life of Klal Yisrael and Hashem. We were under the chuppah, standing before Hashem in our moment of union, and a second later, we were unfaithful. And yet Hashem says, I will forget that. That's not who you are. That's not the experience that stands before me. What is the minute that Hashem wants to remember always? The minute that He said Anochi, and every Jew identified with it and accepted it. He spoke to us, the only time in history that Hashem spoke directly to every single Jew, and to me, and to you. And that's the thing that will never be forgotten. Anochi lo eshkachech. Heinal kapayim chakosich, chomosayich negdi tamid. Look, you're always in front of me. I've engraved you on the palm of my hand, and I can never forget you. Miharu banayich, come, look how quickly your children are coming back. Meharsayich umacharivayich mimeich yetzeu. Those who ravaged you, those who ruined you, they're leaving. And this is a very fascinating idea. We might say that Hashem here, perhaps I can suggest that Hashem is freeing Klal Yisrael of those destructive feelings that live within them. These feelings of thinking that you were alone during the times of Galus. These feelings of feeling that Hashem only remembers our sinful times. And that's why we were punished in exile. When the Geula comes, all of those ideas, all of that self-destructive force from within you will depart. Kulam nikbitzu va'olach. Take a look. Look up all around you and see they are all assembled. They all have come to you. Chai ani ne'om Hashem. As I live, says Hashem, Hashem promises, ki chulam ka'adi silbashi usikashrim kakala. You're going to put them all on like jewelry, your children. You're going to deck yourself with them like a bride surrounds herself with her adornments. Those will your children be to you, the ones that you thought you had lost forever. Ki charvo sayach v'shomem osayach v'eretz hariso seich ki ata teitzri miyoshev v'rachaku mevalayach. And what about those broken places, those desolate places, and your land that was laid to waste? Everyone's coming back to it, and it will soon be crowded with settlers, while those who destroy you will never, ever come back. They will be distanced to you forever. Od yomru ve'aznayich b'ni shikulayich tzar li hamakom geshali ve'esheva. The children you thought you'd lost, they're still going to say, and you're going to hear it, place is too crowded for me. Make room for me to settle. Va'amart b'lvavich, but you're going to say in your heart, mi yalad li es ele? Who bore these for me? Whose children are these? Va'anish chula v'galmuda. I'm bereaved and barren, gola v'sura. I was exiled and disdained. V'ele migidel, who raised these? Heinani nisharti levadi. Klal Yisrael can't get over their feelings of abandonment and aloneness. I was all alone. I had no one. Ele efohem, where have these been? It's the wonderment and the shock that Klal Yisrael can feel when the Geula will finally come, her beautiful children return to her, and the inability in that first moment to perceive the blessing and the wonderment that Hashem returns. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, hinei asal gayim yadi, ve'alamim arim nisi, ve'heviyu vanayich v'chotzen uvnosayich ha'kaseif tenasena. Hashem says, I'm going to raise my hand to the nation and lift up my sign to the people. They'll bring your sons back on their bosoms and carry your daughters on their backs. V'hayu melachim omnayach v'sarosehem menikosayach apayim eretz yishtachavu lach v'afar aglayach yilachichu v'yadat ki ani Hashem asher lo yevoshu kovai. Kings will be the ones to tend your children. Their queens will serve you as nurses. They'll bow to you. They'll face the ground. They'll lick the dust of your feet. And you will then know that I'm Hashem, and those who trust in me shall not be shamed. Hayukach migibor malkoach v'im shvi tzadik imaleit. Can you steal the spoils from a warrior or retrieve captives from a victor? Here we have another rhetorical question. Even if such a thing could happen, that the prizes of war are taken away from the person who wins them, kichor ma Hashem, but Hashem said, gam shvi gibor yukach, let's just say it could happen, u'malkoach aritz imaleit, and that you can take away the spoils of war from a tyrant. Es yirivech anochi ariv, the es banayich anochi oshia. But I'm going to contend with your adversaries. I will make sure that I will save you forever and deliver your children. V'achalti es monayich, es bisaram v'kaasim damam yishkaron. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. V'yadu chol basar ki ani Hashem moshi'ech. Everybody will know that I am Hashem, the one who saves you, v'goalech abir Yaakov, and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov. So here in this perek, in this one of comfort, Hashem is saying that your times of sadness are over, and there was never a moment in the entire galus that I ever left you, and it will all come back to you, all of your losses in triplicate, as if Hashem kaviyachol is pained by this feeling of Klal Yisrael being bereft, Azavani Hashem, and he explicates just how he will restore all our glory to us, and then some. Thank you for studying together, L'Ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Sender.